Hello?
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is him talking. My name is Anton Lacey.
All right, I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Was trying to file for unemployment.
Okay, I can assist you with that. Could you provide your social security number for me, please?
416-23-5439.
Okay. All right, and could you verify your name for me one more time?
Anton Lacey, Anton Jamal Lacey.
And could you verify your date of birth?
January 30th, 1986.
All right. And what would be your mother's maiden name?
Linda Lacey.
Okay. And could you verify your driver's license number for me, please, or non-driver ID?
I-06271.
Okay. That's a little different than the one that we have on file.
It's a little different.
Are you reading off of your card or are you trying to read yours by memory?
By memory, basically.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. This is one. This is 1069271.
Okay. All right. See. Give me just a moment. Just bear with me one moment.
Oh, my bad. I'm missing the number, ma'am. It's I-06-9271.
Right. Okay. Okay. And I apologize. Just bear with me a second.
Okay.
Okay. Have you filed a claim before?
I have been like, I think about a year or so ago.
Okay. Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
My checking account, basically.
All right. I can set that up for you today if you could provide a routing number and bank account number for a traditional bank.
Okay. 041, that's a routing number, 215-663.
Okay, 041-215-663.
Yes.
Okay. You can go ahead with the bank account number whenever you're ready.
1-3-4-7-0-8-7-5-3-2-2-3-4.
Okay, I have 1-3-4-7-0-8-7-5.
Mm-hmm.
3-2-2-3-4.
Yes.
Okay. What would be a good mailing address for you?
165 Indian Creek Road, Tyler, Alabama.
All right. And the zip code for me, please?
36785.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No. That's why I stay.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. What would be a good telephone number to reach you at?
334-538-4311.
Okay. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 109 Holiday Drive. 2409 High Bluff Road, 677 Bowling Road.
677 Bowling Road.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 106 South Day Avenue. 4903 Reynolds Lane, 6730 Colonel Drive, 6870 Briarwood Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with any of the addresses.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Annapolis, Upper Marlboro, Ellicott City, Germantown, or none of the above?
Annapolis.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
What you mean, like?
Have you, like, been under contract by the government? Did you have a federal job?
They said I worked for, like, Dollar General or something like that.
Okay. So that's not a federal job. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Do you serve on, or did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Okay. And what was your last day worked?
It was like 2 weeks, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, like the end of November.
Okay. Do you have an estimate for a day?
Around about, I say, no, let me see, like November 28th.
Okay. Okay. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Right now I'm working for myself. Like, basically doing little jobs.
Okay. So are you self-employed?
Well, you can say I'm self. Well, basically, I'm not. Yeah, you can say I'm self-employed because, like, cutting grass and doing other stuff. Like, you can say that.
Okay. So when you said that your most recent day of work was November 28th, 2022, was that job also something that was self-employed, or did you work with a company?
I worked with a company. That was Dollar General.
Okay. Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. Okay, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Much as it takes, really. I mean, 11, 12 miles if necessary.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$9.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. All right. And you said that your most recent job you worked at Dollar General. What did you do there?
I was an assistant manager.
Okay. And this was in retail.
Yes.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, what would be a good telephone number to reach the facility that you worked at?
I don't have a phone number right at the moment.
Okay. Well, I would need to process one to continue.
One moment, hold on.
Go ahead.